He's better than any of the light beds you get in a day from Bond people or any of the rest of them. She just called that light bread made out of wheat, ground on cornbread. Take that wheat in the mill and grind it.
You ever fry these little things, make a hole in the center, fry in deep oil?
Yeah, lots of them. Yes, sir. Had them all my life when I was a little boy. Take that an old oven, put the lid on top of the fire, wooden fire in the fireplace, there's one right there. And take the coals, set that on them coals and put your biscuit or cornbread in there. Take that lid off of the fire when it gets red hot and put it on top and put some coals on that. And cook that bread in that thing. Little oven. Four little legs to it and coals all in under.
What did you call that? You call it an oven or what?
Little oven. I think we got one now, haven't we?
Call it a Dutch oven sometimes?
Yeah, I never heard no Dutch, but. One big burr, a big stone, was on top of the other one. And this one, the one that moved, the one on top. And the other one was just stationary there. It never moved. And it kept the grain in these grooves, and this one would cut that all to pieces. Cut that corn up. Make it just as fine. You could raise the stone little up or down, thereby making it fine or coarse.
Okay. Would the stone go down while the grinding is going on, or stay in one place? Unless you know,
one place. You could raise that stone if you wanted to up here by just screwing this thing here at the top, until it would just barely crack that grain. Make your chicken feed for little chickens.
Now part of it be waste, or it'll all go down?
No, there's no waste to it. All comes out and goes in the salt here. And then you've got a scoop there, scooping it up and putting it in your bag.
I thought maybe little skins or shells would crack off.
The husk was left in the meal, and you had to sift that meal to get that husk out before you make bread out of it.